punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Hey, how about that rain this weekend? You guys liking all this rain we got? I am. I had 1.46 inches at my house. Not sure what I had over in the Red Hills because I didn't. The gauge is upside down. I've heard anywhere from quarter inch to half inch to over by Canute, a little over 2 inches. And anyway, the Day in Ag text line is wide open at 580-225-9697 if you want to report what you got around your place, close to what town or county, however you want to do that. Anyway, checking out some temperatures, it's pretty much in the 40s, and the main part of the state, up in the Panhandle, is up in the 30s, 43 degrees at Hollis, 40 at Arnett, 36 at the May Ranch, 42 at Lahoma. Skip out, you're 36, looks like you're probably the coldest, you and the May Ranch is the coldest part in the state right now, but the winds, if it hasn't shifted already, it's going to be out of the north here pretty quick, and it's going to be a little chilly. Out in the Texas Panhandle, 36 degrees at the Palladora Reservoir, 40 degrees at Miami, 45 at Dozer, 43 at Odell, and 44 degrees at Childress. All right, let's check out some of these rainfall totals from last Saturday. Looks like, Eric, you got 8 tenths, Cheyenne, 1.5 inches, almost 4 tenths at Arnett. Everybody got rain, really, and 2.13 at Putnam, 1.49 at Mangum, Hobart, 66 one-hundredths, and Hollis, 31 hundredths, just quite a bit of rain. I went to the 30-day rainfall accumulation, and man, Western Oklahoma, we're not used to seeing this. Even the Panhandle is in the dark green and the yellow. Almost 5 inches at Slapout and Beaver, over 5 inches at Putnam, over 4 inches at Eric, over 4 inches at Mangum, won't tell me, Bessie, almost 4 inches. So anyway, keep it coming. I looked at the Long Ranger a while ago and don't look like there's a lot of rain or snow in the future here going on, but you know how that is, the weather changes. All right, I want to start the show out a little bit different. Hope everybody had a Merry Christmas, and this is just such a good Merry Christmas story that I want to tell you guys. So back in 2014 or 15, I purchased a wire hair pointing Griffon. We call them Griffs. It's a versatile hunting dog from a lady up in Nebraska. Well, got her home, got her working, and all of a sudden my wife wants to rescue one. And I believe Teddy came out of St. Louis. So anyway, I guess she found it on a Facebook page called Wire Hair Pointing Griffon Rescue, something in that neighborhood. I'm not looking at my phone, so I might get it kind of mixed up. Anyway, so we rescue another Griff. Well, Zoe was a pup. Teddy's 5 or 6 years old, had a pretty rough life in St. Louis, never did have a good life in a 5x5 or 5x10 dog kennel in St. Louis. Never had pen cleaned out. When we got him, they'd had surgeries on him to remove the bad part of his hide from laying in his own dog poop for so long. And later on, come find out he'd been shot a couple times with a pellet gun. And so anyway, we rescued him. He hated men. So it must have been a man that was doing all this meanness to him. Anyway, he kind of owned up finally, you know, he kind of started getting used to me, but if you had Chad Ripto, Gary Ripto, and Roberta Gray, Teddy didn't like people because he bit them. But anyway, he got to where he was getting used to people. Anyway, so Sandy, we become friends with a lady up in Michigan, Minnesota, somewhere, wherever the heck she lives, Amy Eggleston. Anyway, she, her and some other ladies run this Facebook page. Well, I'd ask Amy how many dogs she has rescued up till today. And for the last 18 years, she's rescued and rehomed about 500 of these Griff-like, and they don't have to be full-blooded, but Griff-like dogs like we got. And everybody mistakes them for Dross or German Wirehairs, but the Griffs are different, but they look the same no matter what. Anyway, so we got Teddy home and got that all done. Well, anyway, of course, we all stay in communications with her, everybody, because Griff's a small world. Well, a couple weeks ago, I was bringing a heifer and a bull to Stockman's Vet Clinic here in Elk City for my landlord to get them work and put them out in a different pasture. And Dr. Mouse had texted me asking me about this dog, you know, and she needed to find a home for it. Now, Dr. Mouse is a vet. She's not a rehomer. She's not a, you know, rescuer, but, you know, she comes across these situations every now and then, and she needs some help. Well, she thought of me because my new dog, Beth, and this dog look pretty similar, same breed and the whole nine yards. So anyway, I sent Amy, I was coming to the vet anyway to get these cows work, and I sent pictures of this dog to Amy. And she, anyways, I said, hey, I need to find a home for this thing. Anyway, she says, well, what about you? I said, no, I got two right now, and we just moved to our house, a smaller, nah, it ain't going to work out. Well, anyway, here's the story. This made my Christmas. I got this yesterday from Amy. She says, Merry Christmas. So the happiest rescue story ever. The dog you sent me, her name now is Izzy. A gentleman drove 19 hours one way to get her. I think he was from Michigan or Minnesota, somewhere. He was up north. How about that? To get this dog once he got the picture. He had lost his Griff last year, and I had to, and had been heartbroken ever since. Cried every day for her, had my name for 6 months and never called me. I truly believe God had a hand in this. You messaged me, and within a half hour, he contacted me to see if I had any Griffy dogs. He said he had kept pulling up my number all day. He immediately fell in love with her photos, and within 2 hours of hearing about her, he paid their vet fees and was in his car to go get her. 3 days round trip. She has an amazing life and seems to fit in like she has been with him forever. There are so many weird coincidences with this. He was going to name her Heaven, then on the way home, Izzy blurted out of his mouth. Dizzy was my grandma's name who helped me with local rescue dog. He took her up on a camping trip last weekend, and she found a wooden carved whistle and brought it to him. He had used that wooden whistle in the past to call his previous dog to him. She comes to him with the name Izzy and the whistle without any training. Such an amazing story. I want to thank you so much for that. So that's pretty cool. It's just a cool Christmas story. It's just about a rescue of a hunt dog. And it just, I don't know. And you got to thank people like Amy Eggleston and the ladies that work with her and other rescue people that rescue dogs, because dogs are best man is best friend. Dogs are man's best friends. And so anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys, that, you know, just a great Christmas story, and thank you. And so if you ever get a chance to donate to these people to help them rehome these dogs, please feel free to, because it's money well worth. You know, like Teddy, it costs us a lot of money to get him, to pay for all those surgeries that he had and stuff like that. But, you know, we gave him 5 or 6 more good years. He wasn't a hunt dog. He was gun shy, but he did like to fish. took him fishing down there at Willow one day, down there in the pond on my place down there, and every fish I pulled out, he was trying to grab. So there's just all kinds of good stories with animals. So anyway, you ever get a chance to rescue a dog, or at least help people finance rescues, please do. And anyway, so today is Oklahoma Cattlemen Association happy hour, all hour today during the show. And I'll have more on the OCA coming up right after this break, and talk to you here in just a minute.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 18th. 1,042 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 431 brought 313. 6 at 486 brought 279. 3 at 572 brought 239. 25 at 680 brought 241. 4 at 705 brought 235. 7 at 765 brought 233. 5 head of heifers at 442 brought 245. 20 at 631 brought 216. 15 at 644 brought 220. 6 at 698 brought 205. 20 at 727 brought 206. 39 at 829 brought 194. Butcher cows were 58 to 112. Butcher bulls brought 88 to 117. Bred cows were 1360 to 2025. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Mr. Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I got a text message asking why I didn't rescue that dog. Well, I've got a grip pup that I'm trying to raise, so that's a full-time job. But anyway, when I went in there to Stockman's Vet and went back there where the dog was, it wasn't being mean, but it was jumped up in the fence, like in your face kind of dog. I don't need that. I don't need it in the face kind of dog. So anyway, she was pretty happy to see somebody. But anyway, McLean, Texas, here is your weather update. 39 degrees, the wind chills at 30, humidity's 38, dew point 6. Winds are out of the northwest at 17 miles an hour, gusts 21 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 27 miles per hour. And month-to-date precipitation, 5.08 inches. I bet McLean ain't seen that in years. Red flag minutes today, none. Sub-freezing minutes today, 549 minutes. 8-inch soil temperature is at 43 degrees. So that is your ag weather update for McLean, Texas. All right, let's see. The markets were closed yesterday, but let's see what's happening with them now. As you guys all know, sale barns will be closed all this week that I know of. I know Hobart, Hollis, Elk City, Western Oklahoma, a bunch of them aren't having their sales this week, and they'll fire back up next week sometime. Corn, March, 479, up 6. May, 491, up 5. July, 501, up 5. Soybeans for January, 1307, up a little over 7. March is 1313, up the same. May is 1322, up 5. Soybean meal for January, 402.30 a short ton, up $2.70. March is 395.70, up 460. May is 392, up 430. Soybean oil for January, 47.44, down a little over a penny, 109 to be exact. March is 479, down 103, and May is 48.45, down a little bit under a penny at 0.96. Hard red winter wheat is up nicely today. March 645, up 22. May is 648, up 21. July is 652, up 21 also. Cotton is in the green today. March 80.29, up 53. May 81.12, up 48. July 81.64, up 57. Sugar daddy's not doing very well right now, but he's at least getting 20 cents a pound for Delhi sugar. West Texas intermediate crude oil, February 75.93, down up 237. It just changed. It's up 229 now. March is 75.98, up 225. Natural gas, January 256, down 0.04. February is 241, down 7. And March is 225, down 5. Cattle, live cattle, December 170.75, up 70 cents. February 170.35, up $1.82. April 173.65, up 152. And June 171.25, up 112. Feeder cattle for January, January 223.82, up 107. March 224.90, up 50 cents. April 230.50, up 97 cents. And May's 235.22, up a buck 27. Lean hogs are down today. February 69.20. Down $2.15. April 76.05, down 152. May is 82.80, down 115. S&P and Dow and NASDAQ are all in the green today for the first day after Christmas on the market. Okay. Finish out the segment here with more on cattle. Softer demand weighs on cattle prices. In November, the weighted average price for feeder steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds at Oklahoma City National Stockyards was $226.83 per hundredweight, a $16.67 decline from October, according to the USDA's latest Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry Outlook report. In the December fourth sale, feeder steers topped $219.30, a decline of $3.71 from the prior week, but more than $42 above what it was last year. The USDA economists Russell Knight and Hannah Taylor said several factors are likely contributing to the lower feeder calf prices. Wholesale beef prices have been trending lower since the shorter than expected season uptick in the late October. This, they said, has encouraged packers to try to minimize their prices paid for fed cattle by managing throughput. Knight and Taylor said This is likely putting a squeeze on feedlot returns for calves purchased at higher levels in the summer. Guys, remember when things were really crazy back then? And coupled with declining future prices for fed cattle may be affecting feedlots' willingness to pay higher prices for feed. Further, they say less heifer retention is probably helping support supplies available for placement. Accounting for recent price weaknesses, USDA has lowered the fourth quarter price forecast for feeder steers by $10 from the last month at $230 per hundredweight. That price weakness is expected to continue into 2024. As such, the forecast on annual prices is lowered $10 to $242 per hundredweight, 11% higher than last year. As previously noted, wholesale box beef prices values have declined steadily through early December, and fed cattle prices have also declined. The November average price for fed steers in a five-area marketing region was $178.72 per hundredweight, $5.59 lower than October. As a result of the current fed cattle price weakness, the fed steer price forecast for the fourth quarter of 23 is lowered $7 from last month to $178 per hundredweight. Knight Taylor also said price weaknesses were carried over into next year, with expectations that more cattle will be available for marketing than previously expected. Concerns over future demand strength also remain. They added, consequently, 2024 prices are lowered $7 to $178 per hundredweight, but still above the 23 levels and historically high. How about that? Anyway, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is a member-led and member-driven organization that provides legislative representation to protect things like your farm sales exemption, water rights, property rights, up to $10,000 theft reward program to assist in gathering information if you experience livestock theft, in-person and virtual producer education, beef direct sales that list that connects consumers with OCA members marketing beef, monthly issues of the Cowman magazine, and weekly email updates and issues videos. For just $100 a year, you can experience all these member benefits and so much more. That's less than $2 a week or a little over $8 a month to have an association that's working full-time to represent you and help protect your way of life. www.okcattlemen.org or call Lori at 580-273-5137. And coming up next week, a week from this coming Friday, actually, I'll be doing the show live from the Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma City. I will be at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association booth doing that show. So come by there during the show if you want to, and I might let you say hi on the radio or where you're from or whatever. And we got it fires up. The Cattlemen's Congress fires up this Thursday. And Bray was Haven was on the show last week. He's one of the head dogs for the Cattlemen's Congress, and he predicted rain. And guess what? We got it. So anyway, you guys owe him at least the favor of going up there and enjoying the Oklahoma the Cattlemen's Congress. It's going to be great. A lot of people are going to be there. Anyway, let's check the text line. I did have Greg Hartman from Oklahoma State Extension Office here in Beckham County. He texted me, what did he get? 4 miles west of Sayre, he got 1.5 inches of rain. Somebody texted in 1.10 inches northwest of Byside. Burns Flat, 1.750 inches. And down there at Willow, 1.3 inches at Willow. So there you have it. All right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. and we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
See that home right there? Wasn't it just put on the market? Why is it already under contract? Signs go up, then signs go down. Then another sign pops up in another part of town. Because this owner heard about that owner and wanted in on the action. How do they move so many homes so quickly? First, by being realistic. Homeowners are notorious for having dollar signs in their eyes. But this team is very frank in explaining what a home will actually bring. A home sitting on the market for years doesn't help anybody. Second, this team already has buyers lined up. They already know what those buyers are looking for, so when a listing fits the criteria, there's a love connection made. Sellers love selling, buyers love buying. That's why Moxie Realty and Auction Company moves property so quickly. Want to sell your property? Call 580-243-2929. 243-2929. 243-2929. List your home with Moxie and see what happens next.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom mats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. For all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas, on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale-per-hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is far more than just a cattle show. See for yourself December 30th through January 11th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sales of elite genetics, something for every operation. And stop by on January 4th or 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale information, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemenscongress.com.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for Cherokee, Oklahoma. 40 degrees, feels like 30. Dew point's 26, humidity's 55. The winds are out of the west at 24 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. 1.38 inches of rain has fallen there in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 48 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. Sunset at 5:23. Forecast, 20% chance of snow or rain today. 41 for a high. West wind 17 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 27 for a low. Northwest winds, 9 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 42 degrees with northwest to north winds, 12 to 16 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Man, I wish the West Texas Mesonet system would copy Oklahoma Mesonet and have a system like they got on the Mesonet. Just cool stuff. Anyway, also, if you guys don't get a subscription, it's free. The Hay and Forage Grower is a free subscription, and you can Google Hay and Forage Grower and figure out how to get a subscription to it. Anyway, their magazine, last one for this year, they come out with. So if you're planning to plant alfalfa either this spring or next fall, The alfalfa variety ratings are out for 2024, and looks like winter survival and fall dormancy and pest resistant ratings look pretty good. There's a lot of varieties in there. And anyway, check it out. It's pretty cool. There's, I don't know how many they are. If I was guessing, there's probably 100 varieties of alfalfa in there, but there's only so many of them that'll survive Western Oklahoma. So anyway, check it out. You can probably get it online if that the variety deal's out, the chart's out. You probably can get it online too. But anyway, pretty cool deal. Check it out. Well, today is Tuesday, so it is Hay Day Tuesday. So I was looking at the hay markets. I don't see a lot of change because we haven't got into a lot of winter yet, so nobody's got desperate yet and thinking a month down the road anyway. But let's check out some alfalfa hay prices. California premium, 190 to 250. Good is 180 to 220. Kansas, 230 to 325 for premium, 225 to 300, 300 being delivered. These are sale prices that were reported to the USDA. Missouri, 200 to 300 on premium, 150 to 200 on good. Nebraska, 175 to 200, 150 to 200 on good. And then Oklahoma, the only thing reported premium was sold for 200, and that was delivered, and some good 180 was delivered. Down here in the big state of Texas is 320 to 425 on premium, those being delivered, and on good. Both these delivered prices delivered 310 to 340. And as far as the highest price ones, it looks like Pennsylvania. Yep, Pennsylvania is the highest in the continental United States right now. Premium alfalfa selling anywhere from $250 to $340 a ton. Grass hays reported, sales reported. Kansas, 180 to 250 on premium grass. Missouri's 225. Oklahoma, 185 delivered. In Texas, 280 to 330. None of that's delivered. And looks like Oregon is a big winner of a high price. Their grass hay, premium grass hay, is running anywhere from 235 to 385 a ton. How about that? Anyway, here's some updates from the hay and forage grower. Let's see here. Oh, David Hula, we've talked about this. I'm trying to get him on. Of Charles City, Virginia, set the new corn yield record at 623 bushels per acre. Best in the previous world record he set in 2019 by eight bushels per acre. The Environmental Protection Agency is going to allow farmers to continue to use insecticide on alfalfa. Remember to remove as much net wrap and baler twine from hay bales as possible to prevent health problems in cattle. And speaking of that, here we go again. I'm going to start preaching to you guys again. Merritt Road between Merritt School and 152 going south, and somewhere I was up by Cheyenne the other day. Come on, guys, secure your hay wrap, put it in the dumpster, do something with it. Or I know a place where you can get a deal to store your hay wrap in. But anyway, let's do a better job. I seen somebody complaining about hay wrap all the way down there by Frederick. I think it was Steve Clark, no kin to me, was on Facebook, and I guess somewhere down there between the airport and the cemetery, there was 20 or 30 balls of wrap scattered all through there, 2 or 3 miles. Anyway, just make sure you're doing something with your hay wrap besides dumping it on the road, because as taxpayers, you know, as taxpayers, we have to pay for all these damages done with state highway and county mowers, and they hate it as bad as we do. They don't get as much mowing done because they're too dang busy cutting wrap off the blades or tearing up a PTO box or something. Anyway, come on, let's do a better job. You guys can do it. I know you can. All right, one thing I want to talk to you about today is pasture rental leases as unique as snowflakes. You ever heard that saying? I haven't. Leasing a pasture is a common practice regardless of where you hang your hat. What isn't common is for any two pasture rental agreements to be exactly alike. This is because no two pastors and their associated infrastructure, buildings, water sources, livestock, working facilities, and fencing are the same. For every pastor rental agreement, there are at least two viewpoints, notes Andrew Griffin, an extension agriculture economist for the University of Tennessee. The landowner needs a rental rate that pays for all annual costs associated with owning that land, like making the land payment, plus being compensated for the assets and resources on the property. The potential tenant is concerned with the resources available on the property and how they will contribute to generating revenue in the livestock operation. Griffin lists some of the resources that influence the rental rate, including the grass stand, the types of forages, fences, cross fences, water sources, and their locations throughout the property, working facilities, structures for hay, feed, and equipment storage, total number of acres, length of agreement, and proximity of the other land being utilized, approximately close to the other stuff that you got going on. Other factors that may be important to the landowner, including maintaining soil fertility, maintaining the grass stand, maintenance of the infrastructure, and that the property remains very pleasing if it was in a pretty cool position. So anyway, he does, in other words, the landowner doesn't want somebody to come in there on 160 acres and drop 200 cows, mow it down, and move the cows. That's not what he's after. As landowners and tenants work on an agreement, it is important to establish the expectations of both parties and what they contribute to meeting their goals. Griffin writes in a UT Beef and Forage Center blog, as goals and expectations are established, this may result in additional cost to one party over another, which means the rental rate could be impacted. In citing an example, Griffin says if a landowner asks a tenant to do something to the land that returns the tenant nothing, then the landowner may have to be willing to accept a lower rental rate. Likewise, if the landowner takes on responsibilities for the tenant, then the rental rate maybe need to be raised a little bit. As landowners and tenants think about what's fair and about rates and agreements are in, it's important that both parties be satisfied with the rental rate and the expectations, Griffin asserts. The best place to start for both parties is determine the cost that we'll have while rental rate will provide a positive return. This is not always easy and is rarely a process people desire to go through, but it certainly aids in constructing a satisfactory agreement. A straightforward cash rental rate is the easiest type of agreement to formulate. However, other agreement structures may be appropriate for one or both parties involved. He emphasizes that primary objective of the lease agreement is to establish the expectations of both parties and attempt to structure it in such a way that the landowner and the tenant can be successful in achieving the individual objectives. This is much easier said than done because this is a process that can take work. Another consideration is that some people are easier to work with than others, and sometimes much better to fail to come to an agreement than mess up a really good relationship with that guy. Griffin suggests that potential rental parties visit aglease101.org, aglease101.org, for web resources pertinent to developing a lease contract. This website contains several publications concerning ag lease agreements and templates for written agreements, even with a variety of templates and resources available for renting pastures. The ag economist emphasizes that there's no one-size-fit-all agreement. In fact, most agreements should be tailored to specific situation. There you go. Depends on water. You got live water, you got rural water, you got ponds, whatever you got. Anyway, he also emphasizes that this all needs to be in a written agreement and notarized, so it's there won't be none of this. So anyway, this is the deal for you. All right, let's take the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I come back, we'll finish the show up with some cotton and the best year-end buys on big old 300-plus horsepower tractors.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Thank you.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech, 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
Calling all rural residents of Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Are you tired of hauling off your own trash? Call D&G Trash Hauling. They can have a dumpster delivered to you in no time. D&G offers weekly or bi-weekly pickup, four different size dumpsters, there's no contracts or hidden fees, and they have affordable rates. Your satisfaction is always top priority at D&G Trash Hauling. For more information, give them a call at 580-497-1234. That's 580-497-1234. Let D&G Trash have your trash.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Nightlatch Group helps farmers and ranchers manage production risk by utilizing the federal crop insurance programs. The Pasture Range and Forage Rainfall Insurance Program signups for the 24 calendar year are now till December 1st. PRF provides needed cash flow and pays producers during periods of below average rainfall. Insure your operation against lack of rainfall with no money up front. Hold on to your ag investment with the Nightlatch Group, 580-334-7995. Remember, even wet years have dry spells.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Let's do the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Let's go with Mangum. Boom. Update. It didn't update on me. Come back here. There we go. Now it's updated. I knew it was warmer than that down there. 46 degrees at Mangum right now. Feels like 43. Dew points at 17. Humidity's at 31. Northwest. 6 mile an hour, pretty calm down there. 10-day rainfall total, 1.49 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 51 degrees. Warmed up pretty nice down there this weekend. The 1-day average 10-inch fractional water is down, I guess, and there's no recording there. Sunset, 5:33. Forecast for Mangum. Today, mostly sunny, 49 degrees, west wind 16 miles an hour. Tonight, 29 and mostly clear. Northwest wind 7 to 9 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mañana, mostly sunny, high 48, northwest to north winds 8 to 15 miles an hour, with some gusts maybe later in the afternoon up to 20, 25 miles an hour. So, what else we got here? I know what I got. Cotton update and something else. Oh, I wanted to give you an update. This comes from the Beckham County USDA, FSA, whatever you want to call them. Anyway, pretty good people. Anyway, I was still at work and I couldn't get to it. But anyway, last week, the Beckham County and Roger Mills County farm loan manager, Malia Newman, retired, 36 years. Congratulations, Malia. You're a sweetheart and you knew your job very well. And you did your job very well. Anyway, she retired after 36 years. Some reminders from Beckham County, and I think this pretty much goes for a lot of the FSA offices here in Western Oklahoma. They will be closed the 1st of January and January 15th, but January 16th is the final date to report your planting of small grain crops, all right? And then January 30th is the deadline to apply for the 2023 LFP, and I noticed it also. Oh, Spencer Smith has been added to the Beckham County Committee. How about that? He is to represent local administrative area, LAA1. How about that? Congratulations, Spencer. You did a good job. Anyway, I'm sure you guys have seen it, but if you hadn't, the Agriculture Risk Coverage and Price Loss Coverage Programs received the 2018 Farm Bill one-year extension. Farmers can now enroll for the 2024 crop. So don't wait till the last minute. Get after it, guys. Get your stuff applied in whichever you're doing, the ARP or the PLC. So whichever one you're doing, go ahead and do that. So anyway, any questions on anything that I've discussed, so it's not fake news, call your local FSA office, no matter what county you're in. Okay? There we go. Let's see here. What else we got here? We have cotton. Let's do a little update on cotton. I got this. I get this. I'm sure a lot of you guys, they also got the ARC PLC enrollment for 2024 crop in there. This comes from the National Cotton Council. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection will reopen the El Paso and Eagle Pass rail crossings on the U.S.-Mexican border that has been temporarily closed in response to the migrant surge. Earlier, the National Cotton Council had joined nearly 50 other agriculture organizations on a letter to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary urging him to immediately reopen the rail crossings, noted that the closures were rippling back into the U.S. supply chain and have negative impacts on the U.S. economy. Mexico was the United States' second largest export market last year, accounting for $28.5 billion in sales. Nearly two-thirds of the ag goods exported to Mexico all travel by rail. So they're after them. They got them going. So anyway, I guess they're going to temporarily open them back up again. What else is there? Not much else going on. I guess that 2024 Beltwide Cotton Conference is going to be huge, because this is the third time I've seen them post more overflow hotel rooms are available for that National Cotton Council coordinated 2024 Beltwide Cotton Conference. So anyway, there's more rooms available for you guys down there if you're going to go to that, and it looks like a good year to go to that. Net export sales for the week ending on December 14th was 156,600 bales. This brings total 23-24 sales to about 8.6 million bales. Total sales at the same point in 22-23 marketing year was at 9 million bales. That's doing better than what I've been reading these for all year, and I was sitting there going, man, they're never even going to get close to what they did last year. So 400,000 bales short of it. New crop, total new crop for 24-25 sales are 663,000 bales. Shipment for the week were 234,700 bales, a marketing year high, bringing the total exports to date 3 million bales compared to 3.8 million bales last year during the 22-23 marking year. It doesn't look like much is going on in Congress or anything like that, because they're on their Christmas recess, New Year's recess, whatever they call it. Anyway, this is the last week of... that's the wrong one. Hang on. Bear with me here a second. Let me get this going back. Oh, yeah, I got an FYI for you. For the... that's what I wanted to do. There we go. Open up. I'm getting better at this computer, guys. Bear with me. The Angus is going to host the Commercial Cattlemen's Day at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds during this Cattlemen's Congress coming up. Farmers and ranchers are invited to the Angus Commercial Cattlemen's Day on Friday, January 5th. That's the day I'll be there. Yahoo! In Oklahoma City at the Cattlemen's Congress. This event, hosted by the American Angus Association, features education, competition, and fellowship. Cattlemen wanting to stay ahead of the curve in the business and breeding should plan to attend that day, which features a pen and carload show, balancing the consumer, the cow, and the consumer and the cow, educational session, luncheon featuring certified Angus beef. Man, that's a surprise. The National Angus Bull Sale and the Herdsman Social. This is, I've only been once, and I went last year the same exact day, and I'm telling you guys, it's bad to the bone. The Super ROV Angus Pen and Carlo Show kicks off the day at 8:30 in the Performance Arena at the OKC Fairgrounds. At the same time, the coffee pot will be up and running in the Super Barn 1 at a comfortable and inviting association booth, and staff will be available to answer questions and to help you purchase merchandise from the brand store. I did get me something last year. Later in the morning, balancing the consumer and the cow educational session will take place from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Brought to you by Angus University. This is an educational program for all types of cattle producers, moderated by Radio Oklahoma Network's Ron Hayes. Featured panelists include Mark Johnson from OSU, Jesse Lucky of Snake Creek Cattle Company, and Paul DiCresta, or however you say that, of, I know I messed that up, you guys laugh at me all the time, but I really don't care, of Certified Angus Beef. He will begin with market insights presentation before the panel. Anyway, you can connect, there you go, at the Angus Luncheon, and then the Bull Sale, and then all that other good stuff. It'll be fun. You guys need to attend that. If you want to, if you need more information, let me know and I can send this to you. But you just need to show up at Oklahoma City January 5th from 8 o'clock till close that evening, and you'll find out everything you need to think. Angus does such a great job. I love Angus. My favorite, I'm sorry, is Simmental and Simmental Angus. But Angus does such a wonderful job on promoting their breed. They've got it down to where you can use these EPD charts. You know what you're breeding. It ain't all about looks. It's what about the, because in the end, the consumer is the person you need to be, needs to be the most happy with the beef that we're raising, period. That's all there is to it. And if the marbling's good and the size of the ribeyes are good, all that good stuff, I mean, it just don't get any better. And what all this has done has improved the herds of cattle in Oklahoma. That's all it's done. I mean, it's main thing. It's been great. It ain't just grab a bull, throw them in there with the cows. Everybody's being a little more choosier and get more money for the calves. Also, I got to let you know on the insides. I did a test Friday. I've done a couple of tests since then. Anyway, Jimmy and Tracy Taylor told me about these gourmet hamburger patties. So I had some made with this last beef I just got here 2 or 3 weeks ago that I butchered. And what I did was I had the brisket ground up like hamburger meat, and then I mixed it 2 parts hamburger meat to 1 part brisket to make gourmet hamburger patties. And then I went ahead and had Route 66 make them up in half-pound patties, 2 to a package. And it's like eating a big steak, I'm going to tell you, but it's so good. So anyway, unless all my friends here at the radio station were lying to me, they really enjoyed the hamburger patties, even though the boss overcooked them. Just kidding. he caught the grill on fire. But anyway, they were good. So anyway, I just want to let you guys know that next time you get a beef done and you're not a big brisket smoker, cooker, whatever, have them ground up and mixed with hamburger meat and packed separately from the rest of your hamburger meat. How about that? Anyway, that's all I got to say. Hey, remember, this is the last week up until December 31st that you can shoot a doe or up to two does in this special holiday season. Help get rid of some of these does that we got going around here. We got 2 days till the 31st, so we got, what, 5 days left? Anyway, go out there and get you dough for some extra meat. See you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
It's on.
KECO, Elk City.